community connection. First of all, tell us exactly what that is and where we are with it.
Well, yeah, this is kind of the big news of the meeting was the next stage of our community connection. We sort of had a late spring kickoff to this where we had SEH, they're an engineering and design firm, up to lead us in a public planning process. We had some input. We did a design charrette and took some comments from the public on a park project called the Community Connection. It's a pocket park, if you will. It's on the east side of the park between us and the North House Folk School. We've got this ditch there right now. It's a stormwater situation we need to manage, and it's also our entrance. It's a trail we need to build and design. So we call it the Community Connection. We did some good preliminary design work in the spring. We sort of got busy in the summer.
Yeah, you did.
State agencies had a vacation in July, so we weren't able to work with MnDOT on time, and everything got pushed back till last night's meeting when we finally saw the revised concept plan. We took three plans and distilled them down into one. It's very preliminary, however. It's a pre-concept, if you will. But it's a nice trail. It's a neat trail on the east side between us and the folk school. It's got stormwater management integrated into it, and it's preliminary. The cost estimates also are very preliminary and very high, I would say, without having much experience here. I know you can't get much for under $500,000, and that's kind of what we're looking at with this plan. But it is, I think, kind of the Cadillac of plans. And there's opportunity for funding, grant funding. This isn't going to be something that the city will have to pay for 100% because it's stormwater management. We're pretty optimistic about some matching grants.
So it's definitely more than just a little trail.
It has become a community connection. It's a little trail, but it's a lot of stormwater management. And to do stormwater, especially on the coastal slopes.
Now, has that been a problem for the park?
Sure. Yeah, we've got untreated stormwater terminating into the marina.
And this is coming right off the highway.
The highway and 30 acres of town above it.
Ah.
There's you know, this stormwater piping, culverts and catch basins, and off the highway is a small amount. Most of it comes north of the highway in the neighborhoods of, you know, up to 4th Avenue, the like 8th through 2nd Streets. And it's a lot of stormwater, a lot of flashy stormwater comes right out of a big 30-inch culvert right into this site. And it's currently not being managed very well. It just ends up in the marina. It's a lot of silt and sedimentation in the marina. And we would like to filter it, slow it down,
treat it. So stormwater mitigation would be what, like increased vegetation, holding pond, what?
Well, there's to do stormwater right, you need to set up a treatment train, is the like engineer speak for stormwater. And that involves many components. You would want to slow it down. You'd want to get the solids, the suspended solids, to settle out. And to do that, there's many options. There's underground grit chambers. There's exposed on the surface ponds, settling ponds, vegetative buffers. It's all a process of slowing down the water, allowing it to soak in and soak out the suspended solids. So this plan looks at a grit chamber, which is like a septic tank, it's like mm-hmm. a baffled underground concrete. All the stormwater goes into one end, has a chance to slow down a little, settle out, a little bit cleaner water comes out of the other end. That water then flows across a bunch of big boulders, settles out the suspended solids. You know, it cleans up the water before it is introduced into the lake.
We've been speaking with Dave Terstig. He is the manager of the Grand Marais Rec Park, and we'll talk to you again soon. David, thanks so much.